The following program is brought to you by the producers and the sponsors.
This is 1330 WRCA Watertown, Boston.
Hey gang, thanks for tuning in to Tube Talk. It's a busy time of the year, and hopefully you're in the midst of a wonderful and joyous holiday season. So, you know, while we here, our staff is having a little holiday break, our guests are taking it easy and relaxing, listening to some very nice vacuum tube sets. We have a little Christmas entertainment here for you. Tonight we bring you an episode, Out for Christmas, featuring Raymond Burr. This is from 1958. It's an episode of that great show we all loved, Suspense.
Suspense. And the producer of radio's outstanding theater of thrills, the master of mystery and adventure, William N. Robeson.
We who are in the business of keeping you in suspense find ourselves in a quandary at this time of the year. The elements of suspense, murder, mayhem, and macabre mischief are awkwardly out of place at this festival of peace and love. Yet that first Christmas was full of suspense. There was the problem of lodgings for the delicate mother that chill evening when there was no room at the inn. And there was great mystery when suddenly the star appeared in the east. Finally, there was the magnificent climax and happy ending when the three kings of the Orient arrived at last bearing gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh. We feel that we cannot improve upon this tale, so we will bring you another, along with our best wishes for a most merry Christmas. Listen, listen then, as Mr. Raymond Burr stars in Out for Christmas, which begins in just a moment.
Here's actress Joan Bennett.
It's terrible to try to act with a dreadful cold. To feel better quickly, I take four-way cold tablets, the fast way to relieve nasty cold distress.
Yes, tests of four leading cold tablets proved four-way fastest acting of all. Amazing four-way starts in minutes to relieve aches, pains, headache, reduce fever, calm upset stomach, also overcomes irregularity.
When you catch cold, try my way. Take four-way cold tablets. The fast way to relieve cold distress.
Four-way, 29 and 59 cents.
Here's a word about another fine product of Grove Laboratories. Had dandruff for years? Now get rid of it in 3 minutes with Fitch Dandruff Remover Shampoo. 3 minutes with Fitch regularly is guaranteed to keep unsightly dandruff away forever. Apply Fitch before wetting hair. Rub in 1 minute. Add water. Lather 1 minute. Then rinse 1 minute. Every trace of dandruff goes down the drain. 3 minutes with Fitch. Embarrassing dandruff's gone. Fitch can also leave hair up to 35% brighter. Get Fitch Dandruff Remover Shampoo today.
And now, Out for Christmas, starring Mr. Raymond Burr, a tale well calculated to keep you in suspense.
I hadn't figured on being out for Christmas, but my prison record paid off. Takes a lot of good behavior to knock time off and an armed robbery and assault rap, but I was a good boy, model prisoner. Took everything they threw at me with a... Well, not exactly with a smile. I don't smile much. But I took it without griping. So I'm out for Christmas. And Christmas is as good a time as any for what I gotta do. The town looked cruddy. They got phony tin Christmas trees in the lampposts along the main drag and colored lights all over the joint and Christmas carols screeching at you from loudspeakers everywhere. Even the saloons got red and green streamers all over the place and the bar mirrors all frosted like snow. A big bowl of slop called Tom and Jerry they're pushing.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
What'll it be? A little Christmas cheer? A hot Tom and Jerry, maybe?
Ain't you got any whiskey?
Oh, sure. We got whiskey.
Give me a straight shot.
Okay.
Can't you get anything on that jukebox but them Christmas carols?
What's the matter? Don't you like carols?
Oh, they stink.
You won't think so after you get a couple of belts under your belt.
Do you think so?
Sure, it's Christmas, man.
Yeah, so I heard. That tastes good.
Real good. Say, you look sort of familiar. Don't I know you from someplace?
I was wondering how long it'd take.
The voice is familiar and your eyes sort of...
Joe Watson.
Joe, I heard you was going to get out soon. Charlie Jones told me. But I didn't know you'd be out for Christmas.
Yeah, they got big-hearted.
Say, you put on a little weight. That's why I didn't recognize you.
30 pounds, prison child.
But you look real good, Joe, real good.
Yeah. Hey, where is Charlie? He been in tonight?
Not yet, but he'll be around probably.
Gotta see him. You know where he's living at?
Yeah, he's got a room over on 4th Street.
Room? I figured he'd be living in a flop house.
Oh, not Charlie. He's doing okay since he got out. Got a steady job. How about you, Joe? You got a job lined up?
Yeah, I got a job lined up.
A good job?
It'll be good. As good as I can make it.
Last-minute shopping really got you down? Are you dashing and prancing all over the town? You bought a lot of presents and you still have lots to go? Well,
go, 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 get a Scripto.
You don't have to know a size. You don't worry about the fit. A new Scripto pen or pencil always makes a hit. For Mom or Dad or Sister, Aunt Jane or Uncle Joe.
Go, 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 get a Scripto. Go, 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 get a Scripto. Get a Scripto.
Here's the easy, convenient way to finish all your Christmas shopping in a matter of minutes with Scripto pens and pencils, available at stores everywhere. All Scriptos, costing a dollar or more, are handsomely gift-boxed. See the famous Scripto Satellite. The Satellite outrights any other pen you've ever used. Costs only $1.95. Enjoy one-stop gift shopping.
Go, 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 get a Scripto.
Give a Scripto.
Scripto.
And now, starring Mr. Raymond Burr, Act Two of Out for Christmas.
They even had this room and house where Charlie was staying loused up for Christmas. There was a moth-eaten poinsettia wreath in the door and red and green lights in the landlady's window. Charlie's room was on the 4th floor at the back.
Joe!
Yeah.
Oh, so they let you out for Christmas.
Yeah.
Well, come on in. Gee, it's good to see you, Joe.
Good to see you, Charlie. Say, what you got there?
Oh, that's an electric train. Just a minute, I'll turn it off.
Electric train? What for?
Oh, my sister's kid. That's all he talks about for Christmas, an electric train. So I got him one at a discount at the place where I work, but I wanted to see if it works okay. You know how it is.
Yeah. So what's the idea of the Christmas tree?
Well, living by myself and all, I thought I'd have my own tree. It's just a little one.
You lost your marbles?
Oh, it's Christmas, Joe.
Guys in cell block 4 ought to see you now playing with electric trains into your own Christmas tree.
And I bet they'd like to be doing the same thing.
Not me. Did you check up on Malloy like I asked you to?
Yeah. Yes, he's still on the police force.
Good. You got a gun?
No. I don't have no use for guns anymore.
Know where I can get one?
Well, sure. I guess I could locate one.
Well, I told you to. In my last letter, I told you. Get a gun for me, I said.
I know, Joe, but look, pal, I thought that... Well, I hope maybe you'd change your mind.
Charlie, from the day he testified against me, I swore I'd get him. His testimony did it, you know. That's what convicted me. He sent me up.
He had to testify the way he did.
He didn't have to be so convincing.
But, Joe, what good'll it do? You'll only get the chair.
I'm not afraid of the chair. I've seen enough of life. It stinks. I ain't in love with it. I'd just as soon leave it so long as I take that rat with me.
But it ain't only him, Joe.
What do you mean?
He's married now.
You kidding? What kind of a dizzy broad would want him?
You ain't gonna like this, Joe.
Ain't gonna like what?
The dizzy broad that married him is Lucille.
Lucille. My Lucille.
That's right. I'm sorry, Joe.
Funny. Yeah, real funny. She wrote me. She She couldn't wait for me no longer. You remember when I got the letter.
I remember.
But she didn't say who it was. She never answered my letters after that. Oh, that lousy double cross.
Well, you went up for 10 to 20, Joe.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess she never counted on me making it an 8 and time off for good behavior.
But 8 years is a long time for a young girl to wait, Joe.
Mike Malloy's a fine guy to throw me over for. Well, makes it dandy. Double dandy. It'll be a pleasure to kill them both.
Oh, how can you talk that way, Joe? It's Christmas.
Christmas is for people who don't know no better. Kids and idiots.
Oh, Joe, listen to me now. Forget all about Malloy and Lucille. You got a chance to make a new life for yourself. Like I'm doing. I can get you a job where I'm working. I'm sure I can.
What are you doing?
I'm Santa Claus in the toy department at Brighton's department store.
Ain't no future in that. You're going to be out of work day after tomorrow.
No, I'm not. They promised to keep me on.
Doing what? Minding the reindeer?
Well, Mr. Brighton believes in giving guys like us a chance. Now, that's why I'm sure that you can get a job there. You come down tomorrow and talk to him.
I'll talk to him after Christmas.
Hey, good. Oh, say, how about coming over to my sister's house for Christmas dinner day after tomorrow?
Yeah. Yeah, I might even do that.
Good. You see, Joe, there ain't no sense in carrying around hatred in your heart, especially at Christmas time. So let Malloy and Lucille have their Christmas in peace.
They'll have their Christmas, all right. Their last Christmas.
But then it'll be your last one, too.
I just got to figure different. Never mind the gun. I'll get my own gun tomorrow. But there is one thing I want from you.
What's that, Joe?
Tomorrow night, I want to borrow your Santa Claus suit.
You're listening to Suspense, featuring Raymond Burr in Out for Christmas on Tube Talk on WRCA 1330 AM.
Holiday hustle make you queasy, stomach nervous and uneasy, then...
Doodle, you know about the little white tablets in the little green pocket roll. Just a-waiting for the moment when you need 'em to bring your acid indigestion under control. Chums are the little white tablets in the little green pocket roll. Chums for the tummy, T-U-M-S, bring relief quicker than you'd ever guess. Best for any kind of acid distress. Keep 'em handy in the pocket roll. Keep your tummy under Tums control.
Yes, during the busy, bustling season, get quick relief from annoying acid indigestion. Always carry Tums, 10 cents. 3-roll pack, a quarter. Or get the new 6-roll pack with free metal carrier, 49 cents.
And now, starring Mr. Raymond Burr, Act 3 of Out for Christmas. My Christmas shopping for a gun. That night, I wrapped Charlie's Santa Claus suit into a bundle, took a bus out to the subdivision where Malloy and Lucille had a house. I ducked into an alley behind the supermarket and pulled on the red suit, whiskers and all. It was going to be so easy, I had to laugh. You couldn't want a better disguise on Christmas Eve for murder. I didn't have any trouble finding the house, little box of a house like all the others in the street and decorated with colored lights like all the others. Nobody saw me, even if they had. Who is a better right than Santa Claus to be on the streets Christmas Eve? A gun felt cold in my pocket as I closed my fist around it and pushed the bell. Even it was wired for Christmas.
Yes?
Merry Christmas.
Why, it's Santa Claus.
Aren't you going to ask me in?
Well, my husband isn't home yet.
That's all right. I'll come in and wait for him.
I don't understand.
You don't believe in Santa Claus anymore, Lucille? You ought to.
Who are you?
Don't you recognize my voice?
Well, you sound like...
Joe.
Oh, no.
Good old Joe. He was going to wait for me. no matter how long it took.
Joe, I thought you were...
In the cooler for keeps, I told you I'd come back for you. Here I am.
Well, you're too late, Joe.
Yeah, so I hear. How come you didn't wait, Lucille?
I fell in love.
With the guy who sent me to prison? For the no-good cop?
He didn't send you to prison, Joe. You were guilty.
I'd have beat the rap if he hadn't testified the way he did.
He had to testify that way. He was only telling the truth.
Yeah, so you could get me out of the way and steal my girl.
Joe, you've got things all twisted. It all happened afterwards. I only met him at your trial. We fell in love afterwards.
When I couldn't protect myself.
Oh, Joe, I'm sorry. It just happened.
You're telling me. Where is the fuzz?
Who?
The copper, your old man.
He's still on duty.
Working overtime to put the arm on some stiff on Christmas Eve. When will he be home?
I expect him any time now.
Good. I'm going to be glad to see him.
Why, when you hate him so?
Well, you see, I promised him something. Didn't he ever tell you?
No.
I promised to kill him when I got out.
Joe.
Tonight's the night, see?
Well, you mean it. You've got a gun.
Sure, I got a gun. And I'm going to use it. On both of you.
Both of us?
You both double-crossed me. I could kill you first, but... I think I'll wait till your old man comes home. Ought to be interesting to see how he acts. I wouldn't be the least bit surprised if he tried to make a deal with me.
A deal?
Yeah, like shoot my wife but let me go free.
What a terrible thing to say.
You'll see what kind of a creep you married.
Joe, do it then. But do it because I ask you. Kill me and let him go.
I come to get you both. And I'm going to get you both. Together. How about some music while we're waiting? Turn on the radio. Go on, turn it on. He made you happy, Lucy?
Yeah, Joe. Very.
You made him happy?
I hope so.
That's nice. Because tonight you're both going to make me happy. By becoming very dead.
It's too loud.
What's that?
Little Lucy, the radio woke her.
You got kids?
Yeah.
Where you going?
I had to look in on her and quiet her.
Don't try nothing funny. I'll be right behind you.
Oh, there now, honey. There. It's all right. Mommy just turned the radio on too loud.
I'm scared, Mommy. Mommy! Look behind you. It's Santa Claus.
Yes, dear. Santa Claus.
Oh, Mikey. Mikey, wake up. Mikey, look. It's Santa Claus.
Santa Claus. Santa Claus. I want to see Santa Claus.
Time to jam the gun back into my pocket before those two kids were wide awake and all over me, grabbing at my red suit, pulling at my phony whiskers, pushing me into a chair.
Did you bring me a present, Santa Claus? Did you?
Oh, your reindeer, Santa.
Don't
after you get rid of these chicks.
Oh, my chicks. Where's my present, Santa?
Well,
what did you do with the reindeer?
Well, they're parked outside, Mikey, on the roof.
Did you come down the chimney?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Why aren't you close,
Dirty? Didn't the fire burn you?
Well, no, you see, it's an asbestos suit. Now, listen, you kids ought to go back to bed.
Oh, no, Santa, please. We want our presents.
I want to see the reindeer.
See, you got to get them off me.
They're so excited, Joe. They've never entertained Santa Claus before.
I ain't no Santa Claus.
To them you are.
Yeah.
Santa Claus?
What?
I want to kiss you.
Me too.
All right, you kids. Now listen to me.
Yes, Santa Claus, I'm listening.
Me too.
You gotta go back to bed now.
Well, I want my presents.
Me too.
You'll get your presents in the morning when you wake up. There, they'll be under the tree.
You promise?
I promise. Now you run off to bed. Now, Con, I gotta get going. Now, you wouldn't want the other boys and girls to miss their presents because I've been goofing off with you, would you?
Oh, no, that wouldn't be fair.
All right, then. Off to bed you go.
All right. Come on, Mikey. Merry Christmas, Santa Claus.
Me too.
Yeah. Merry Christmas, kids. And good night.
Good night. Come on, Mikey.
Oh, Joe. They'll never forget that.
Yeah, well, I...
Merry Christmas, honey. I'm sorry I'm late. Hey, what's this?
It's Joe Watson, Mike.
Joe Watson? What the devil are you doing here?
He came to kill us.
What?
Take it easy, Mike. Here's my gun.
You changed your mind?
Your kids changed my mind.
They thought he was really Santa Claus, darling. They were so excited.
Well, Mike, you can send me up again. Better to go back for a parole violation, I guess, than for murder.
Well, wait a minute. We gotta have a complaining witness. You want to make a complaint, Lucille?
No, Mike. I want to thank Joe for giving the kids the best Christmas of their lives.
Well, I haven't any complaint, then. Merry Christmas, Joe.
I still say Christmas is for people who don't know no better. Like kids and idiots. Yeah. Merry Christmas.
Suspense, in which Raymond Burr starred in Out for Christmas, written, produced, and directed by William N. Robeson. In just a moment, the names of the supporting players and a word about next week's story of suspense.
Christmas Eve on CBS Radio, Bing Crosby invites you to celebrate Christmas with the world on our fourth annual Christmas Sing with Bing. With Bing as your guide and CBS Radio as your magic carpet, you'll visit Rome to hear the Vatican Choir. There, too, you'll hear the sound of the bells of St. Peter's as they ring for the holiday mass. On our Christmas Sing with Bing, you'll visit New York and Salt Lake City, Canada, Australia, Holland, France, even places like Hawaii, Alaska, and the Fiji Islands, where carolers and choirs will be waiting to sing the traditional Christmas songs with you. To add to the excitement this year, Mrs. Bing Crosby, Catherine Grant, will be at her husband's side. Whether you spend Christmas Eve at home or out on the highway heading for a holiday destination, join us right here on CBS Radio as most of these same stations present our fourth annual Christmas Sing with Bing.
Supporting Raymond Burr in Out for Christmas were Joan Banks, Lillian Bieff, Charles Seal, Carl Swenson, Howard McNear, and Dick Beals. Listen. Listen again next week when we return with Mr. Frank Lovejoy, starring in The 32nd of December, another tale well calculated to keep you in suspense. This is the CBS Radio Network.
Friends, you know, I hope you enjoyed that program. Raymond Burr, what an actor. And I believe Harold McNair is in there as well, the voice of Floyd the Barber, a great radio actor, a nice little piece. And here's one more for you on a lighter note. Riley wants a TV for Christmas right here on Tube Talk on WRCA 1330 AM.
It's new. It's amazing. It's Prell, P-R-E-L-L, Procter & Gamble's new Radiant Cream Shampoo in the handy tube. Prell brings you The Life of Riley. Prell, the shampoo that removes unsightly dandruff in as little as 3 minutes and leaves hair radiantly clean, radiantly lovely, presents The Life of Riley with William Bendix as Riley. Well, Christmas Day has come and gone, and there now reposes in the Riley living room a very special gift. Just how this particular package from Santa Claus came to be there is quite a story. A story that began 3 days before Christmas.
Junior, what are you going to get Mother for Christmas?
Gee, I wish I knew, Babs. I'm stuck. What are you getting her?
No, I don't know either. Mother needs so many things. What do you think, Daddy?
Well, why don't you ask your mother? I think this business of surprising people with gifts is a lot of poppy rot.
What is?
Oh, hello, Dumplin'. I was just saying, it's such a nuisance trying to figure out what to buy people for Christmas. It's much better to ask them what they want and get it. Why surprise them? That's what I'm doing this year. Peg, what do you want for Christmas?
I'd rather be surprised.
No, no, let's be practical. Now, come on, tell me what's the one thing you want me to buy you.
A mink coat.
You're going to be surprised.
You know, I think half the fun with Christmas presents is not knowing what you're getting.
Oh, Junior's right.
Oh, sure, it's fun, but you get such useless stuff. Like last Christmas, Peg. It was very sweet of your father to surprise me, but frankly, what good is that present to me?
Well, let's see now. What did Papa send you?
Pair of wooden shoes. They're still laying in my closet.
Daddy, they were shoe trees. You're supposed to put them in your shoes.
Well, how'll I get my feet in? Oh, well, never mind that. Take Junior's gift. Not that I ain't touched by your thoughts, son.
Oh, you mean the money clip I gave you?
Yeah, what do I use that money clip for? To hold my unpaid bills. And what did you surprise me with, Peg? An alarm clock. Darn thing wakes me up every morning.
Well, I'm sorry to hear my gift didn't please you.
Well, I'm sorry too, Dumplin', but you know me. I'm straight and forward. And if you were honest like me, you'd admit you didn't like the perfume I gave you last Christmas.
Why, I do so like it.
Well, you certainly don't use it much. You've still got over a pint left.
Well, Pop, Mom uses it instead of Airwick.
Oh, Junior.
Well, you can laugh, but believe me, I know what I'm talking about. We'd be much better off if... Hey, I got a great idea. Look, instead of buying each other little gifts this year, why don't we all chip in and buy one big present for the house? Something we can all enjoy.
Why, Riley, that's a very sensible idea.
It's a wonderful idea, Daddy.
I think it's great.
You like the idea?
Yeah, Pop. Where'd you get it?
I didn't get it anywhere. It was just laying around in my head.
Well, let's see. What'll we get? Oh, I'd adore a little piano. You know, a spinet. We can get a second-hand one pretty reasonable.
No, no. Now, let's get something useful, like a new television set.
Oh, now, wait a minute. Before we decide, let's see how much money we have.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's right. Now, everybody get their money and put it right here on the table.
Oh, I've got mine right here. $18.
Mm-hmm. Here's mine. I've got 15.
Good. Now, how about yours, Peg?
Well, I don't know exactly.
Well, get it.
I'll give it to you later.
Oh. Oh, I see. It's in your little hiding place, and you don't want me to know where it is, huh?
Well, now, Riley, it isn't that.
I don't apologize. I'll close my eyes, and you get your $25 from behind the radio.
Riley, you know. Oh, I can't hide anything in this house. Well, here it is.
How much we got so far?
Well, 18 and 15 is 33 and 25. It comes to a total of $58. And, Daddy, you haven't even put in your money yet.
Oh, yeah, that's right. With my share, it comes to, $59.50.
What?
Daddy, is that all you're putting in, a dollar and a half?
Oh, no, that's just all I've got on me now. I'm given $75 when I get my Christmas bonus.
Well, can't you give the money now?
What's the matter? Don't you trust me? Well, if you feel that way, here's an IOU.
Oh, now, stop worrying, Junior. Your father's good for the money.
You bet I am. Why, I can name 50 people in this town who are holding my IOUs. For years. How much we got in our joint account?
Well, all told, we have $133.
Oh, great. Now, I'll go down tonight and order one of them new CAR television sets.
CAR? You mean RCA.
C-A-R stands for Chester A. Riley. I'm changing RCA around.
But, dear, $133 isn't enough for a set.
Well, it's enough for a down payment. We'll pay the balance in installments.
Oh, a television set's all right, but I'd much rather we got a little spin at piano.
Oh, yes, a piano'd be fine.
Piano. You young kids with your wild modern ideas. A piano. I may be old-fashioned, but I know how to raise my children. We're getting a television set.
Well, that's a fine piece of logic, I must say. After all, Riley, Babs is entitled to her opinion.
Well, I... Now, this ain't getting us anywhere. There's only one way to settle this, by a vote. Majority rules.
Yes, I think that's a good idea.
Okay, let's vote.
All right, but remember, once we vote, it's all settled. No squawks.
All right.
Well, piano or television set, Babs?
Piano.
Junior?
Television.
And I vote for television, so we get a television...
Now, wait a minute, Riley. I didn't vote yet.
Well, I know, but every election you vote the way I tell you to.
Not this election. I'm voting for a piano.
Well, that's 2-2, Pop.
Yeah, deadlock. Well, Well, there's only one way to settle this. Let's toss a coin, okay?
All right.
All right with me.
Okay, here's a coin. Heads, it's a piano. Tails, it's television. Here we go.
Heads, we get a piano.
Wait a minute. 2 out of 3. Here goes.
It's heads again. We win.
Wait a minute. 3 out of 5.
But, Daddy, that's not fair.
What do you mean it's not fair? After all, whose coin is it? Here we go. 4 out of 7. Heads again. Okay, 33 out of 67. Here goes. Hey, pay attention, will you?
Well, what do you expect, Riley? You've been tossing that coin for an hour.
Yeah, Pop, my back is breaking from picking it up.
Now, look, Riley, if you can't give in gracefully, let's forget about the whole thing.
No. It's a good idea getting one big present for the house, but everybody's got to be satisfied.
But you said the toss would decide, and according to the toss, the piano won.
Never mind the toss. You know I'm against gambling. We're gonna vote. The democratic way. That's how we'll get the television set.
Oh, well, I've had enough of this. Babs, dear, please give me a hand with the laundry.
Okay, Mother, a pleasure.
Junior, listen.
What, Pop?
I want you to try and influence your sister.
Influence her?
Yeah.
Oh, you mean about that television set?
Yeah, you don't want a piano for Christmas, do you?
Oh, gosh, no. If I want music, I can play my drums.
Well, then work on her. Get her to change her vote.
Well, I'll try, Pop.
Attaboy, and I'll sell your mother on television.
No, you'll never get Mom to change her vote. She wants a piano.
Oh, go on. I can get her to do anything. You don't know me when I turn on the charm on the opposition sex. I'm a middle-aged Charles Boyer. Well, you start on Babs, and I'll give out with the Riley charm on your mother, huh?
Okay, Pop.
Peg! Peg! Ah, Peggy. It is so good to see you again. How are you, my little chair, Amy? Let me to kiss the tip of your beautiful ear.
Now, just relax, park your carcass. I'm voting for a piano.
Well, Charles Boyer must be slipping. Now, listen, Dumplin', about this television
set... Oh, please,
set,
you dear, gotta... don't bother me about it now. I've got a lot of work to do.
Well, okay. But just remember, if we don't get a television set, you'll be responsible for driving me to drink. I mean it. If we don't have a television set at home, I'll have to go where there is one. Mazur's Bar. I don't like you to sit there hours on end without ordering a drink. So, naturally, I order. First, I order milk. And maybe root beer. But Mazur only likes men of distinction. So pretty soon I'm ordering bourbon. I force myself to drink it. One drink leads to another. First thing you know, I got the habit. Every night I stagger home drunk. You try and stop me, of course. You take me to that club that cures drinking. You know, Alka-Seltzer Anonymous. But it's no use. I'm too far gone. Soon I'm drunk 12 hours a day. Then 24. Then 36. I start beating you. And you take advantage of my weakened condition and you fight back. Every night we're fighting in the living room. And the kids watch. Now, wouldn't it be better instead if they watched the fights on television? Well?
What'd you say, dear? I wasn't listening.
What did I say? I've been on a blind drunk for the last 3 minutes and you weren't listening. I'm talking about the television set. After all, I'm the head of this house and I work hard and I'm entitled to a little consideration. And the least you can do is...
For heaven's sake, all right, get a television set. You won't stop nagging until we do.
You change your vote?
Yes, yes.
The old charm still works. Babs, Junior, come in here quick. Hurry.
What is it, Daddy?
What happened?
Nothing happened. We're going to take another vote.
Oh, again?
This time the majority rules. Definitely. Babs?
I'm still for the piano.
Oh. You didn't change your mind.
Well, Pop, I tried to get Babs.
Well, never mind. It doesn't matter. Your mother's voting television.
Mother.
Oh, yes, let's get the television set.
And I'm for television, and Junior is for...
I'm for a piano.
Okay, that makes... A piano? Who is that boy? Junior, you're voting for a piano. You were supposed to change Babs' mind.
Well, I changed his instead. Well, what do we do now? It's still 2-2.
Yeah, still a deadlock.
Well, dear, it looks like your voting scheme isn't working out too well.
It's hopeless. From now on, no more voting. Not until we have another kid.
We'll hear the second act of The Life of Riley in a moment.
Oh, Ken, there's news in shampoos. It's Prel, Procter & Gamble's Radiant Cream Shampoo in the handy tube.
Right. Prel's making news for two reasons.
First, Prel leaves hair far more radiant than old-fashioned soap or soap shampoos because Prel can't leave a dulling soap film.
Second, Prel removes unsightly dandruff in as little as 3 minutes. Yes, examinations by a group of doctors proved that in case after case... Even stubborn dandruff was controlled by 2 Prel shampoos a week.
And that handy Prel tube's a headliner, too. No messy jars, no slippery bottles.
A little makes mountains of lather. So for hair radiantly clean, radiantly lovely, get the shampoo in the handy tube.
P-R-E-L-L, Pearl Shampoo. Leaves hair radiant, gleaming bright. Not a bit of dandruff is in sight. Comes in a tube, handy too. P-R-E-L-L, Pearl Shampoo.
By Prel. And now back to the life of Riley with William Bendix as Riley. Well, Riley is taking his pre-Christmas troubles to his friend and neighbor, Jim Gillis. He's telling him about his unsuccessful effort to get the family to vote for a television set as the Riley Cooperative Christmas gift.
And then, Gillis, I figured it was all set, so we had another vote. And you know what happened?
How should I know, Riley? I ain't the kind of a guy goes around eavesdropping on his next-door neighbor.
Well, anyway, it was a deadlock. No use taking another vote.
No, you was right, Riley. The only way to settle this is have another kid.
Gillis, you heard.
Well, accidentally I stumbled and happened to land with my ear against your keyhole.
What'll I do, Gillis?
Well, be a man. Put your feet down. Tell them television or nothing. After all, you're the boss in the house. They all know that, don't they?
No, only me.
That's the trouble with you, Riley. You're a schmo.
I am?
Wise up, Riley. Lay down the lore.
No. No, I can't do that. It's got to be done democratic by a vote.
Voting. A waste of time.
Well, now, don't talk like that, Gillis. Remember, our forefathers fought and bled to get the vote. It's up to us to cherish it and protect it. I wonder how much dough Junior would take for his vote.
Hey, look, Riley, you want to settle this with a vote?
Yes.
Then do it right. Campaign. Convince them a television set's the only thing to get.
But I tried that. All kinds of arguments. No go.
Well, of course not. They won't believe you. They know you're pretty Jews. But coming from a stranger like me.
Well, say, that's an idea. Would you help me?
A pleasure. Now, here's the angle I got in my head.
Yeah?
We'll say we was watching the television in Mazer's bar, mm-hmm. and I'll give them a big pitch how great it was. Before I'm through, they'll be drooling.
Oh, great. I'll back you up. Come on, Gillis, pal. They're all home now.
Yeah, one thing, Riley. Well, it'll look phony if I start the pitch right off the bat. So let's start talking about something else first,
yeah.
and then you, very sly-like, shift the conversation to the television. You get it?
Yeah. I sure appreciate this, Gillis. And when I get this television set, you can come over every night and watch it with the rest of my friends. Only I won't charge you admission.
But, Mother, we do need a new piano.
Oh, I know, Babs, but the one we got could last another year. And if we don't get the television set, we'll never hear the end of it.
Mom's right, Babs. You know Pop when he gets steamed up in something.
Well, all right, but he's such a baby.
Yes, but he's the only baby in the family, so we have to humor him. We can get a piano next year.
Come on in, Gillis. Let's talk a while.
Don't mind if I do, Riley.
Oh, there's your father now.
Well, hello, Dumplin'.
Hiya, folks.
Hello, Mr. Gillis.
Gillis, huh?
Oh, Riley, dear, about the Christmas gift.
Not now, Peg. No, we don't want to talk over family business in front of a perfect stranger like my best friend Gillis. He just dropped in to chew the fat a while. Well, what's new, Gillis?
Well, I was reading about the United Nations today. Tell me, Riley, what do you think of the United Nations?
It'll never replace television.
Speaking of television,
yeah.
I dropped into Mazer's bar tonight, and I seen a great wrestling match on television set.
Is that a fact? Tell us all about it.
You was there too, Riley.
Oh, yeah, so I was. It was great.
Well, who was wrestling, Mr. Gillis?
Body Snatcher Botkin, the Glendale Ghoul.
Oh, against who?
Against who, Riley?
Against who? Poison Tooth Purvis, the bearded beast of Beverly Hills.
A great match.
Yeah.
While I was watching, I kept saying to myself, I wished I was lucky enough to have a set like that in my own home.
Well, fancy that.
Yeah, for my family's sake, of course.
Well, of course.
Oh, could you see it clearly, Mr. Gillis?
Better than I can see you, Babs. And I can see you great. Just like it was happening in your own home.
Just like in my own home.
Yeah, what a match. First, they circle around the ring. Yeah. Then the ghoul kicks the beast in the teeth 9 times. Then the beast jumped up and down on the ghoul's face. They was just feeling each other out. And the fight began.
Oh, it was beautiful to watch.
Now the beast grabs the ghoul in a nose lock and starts chewing his ears.
Chewing his ears?
One at a time.
Oh, good heavens.
Well, then what happened?
There was the beast chewing the ghoul's ear. But the ghoul breaks away.
The beast is left standing there like a fool with an ear in his mouth.
Daddy, he actually bit off his ear?
Please, Babs, don't interrupt. Remember, you learn by listening. Now, go on, Gillis.
At this point, the ghoul is beginning to be petite. So he grabs the beast by his beard and starts pulling the hairs out one at a time.
He lost 56 hairs.
Oh, now don't tell me you counted them.
Television, you can see everything.
Like in your own home. Now the two wrestlers get vicious. The beast grabs the ghoul's arm and starts spinning it back. 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 Crunch.
Oh.
Then the beast starts swinging the ghoul around like a pinwheel. Faster, 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 and then...
Yeah, what happened?
The popcorn man got in front of the camera. I couldn't see a thing.
But only for a second.
Yeah, then everybody went berserk. The crowd was screaming bloody murder. The place went wild. It was a madhouse.
Just like in your own home.
By this time, the ring was red with blood.
Yeah, and soon they're going to have television in real color.
There was so much blood, it looked like a butcher shop.
Except in one corner where there was so much hair, it looked like a barber shop.
Ah, there's nothing like television.
Nothing like it.
Yeah, well, so long. I don't want to keep you folks from your supper. Hearty appetite.
So long, Gillis. Drop in again sometime. We'll have another chat about the United Nations. Very intelligent fella. Well, Peg, I guess maybe now you realize what a wonderful thing...
Oh, Riley. Riley.
Hmm?
Would you get me the spirits of ammonia from the medicine chest?
Oh, yeah, sure. But first, how about taking a vote now on the television set?
I don't want to hear that word mentioned again.
Well, Peg, what's the matter with you? You heard what Gillis said.
I heard what he said. And if that's the sort of thing you see on television, I don't want it in the house. I'm against it.
Oh,
well, so am I. It's sickening.
And that goes for me, too, Pop.
But that was just a wrestling match. There's things for all different tastes. Prize fights, bull fights.
But it's three against one, Daddy, so we get a piano. It's settled.
It's nothing of the kind.
But we took a vote.
It wasn't legal. Don't forget, you and Babs are under 21 and you're too young to vote. That leaves me against your mother. And as my wife, she's got to do what I want. And I want a television set, and I'm going to get it right now.
But that's not fair, Riley. Oh,
gee, Pop, you call that democracy?
Don't you talk to me about democracy. This is my house. And in my house, it's Rileyocracy. I'm buying what I want. I'll show him. Trying to push me around. Well, I've yet to meet anybody who can push me around and make me take it laying down.
How do you do?
Who's that?
It is I, Digby Odell, the friendly undertaker.
Oh, it's you, Digger.
Greetings, Riley. You're looking fine. Very natural. Jolly Noel.
Thanks, Digger. Well, I'm walking downtown.
Fine. I'll walk along with you.
Okay. Digger, would you mind walking beside me, not behind me?
Sorry, occupational reflex. Where are you bound at this hour?
I'm gonna buy a television set.
Ah, yes, television. Seeing others who can't see us. Illegal peeping Tom.
Yeah, great thing, television.
Indubitable. Someday on television, I'll be able to see some of my favorite radio characters.
Huh?
Sam Spade, Red Skeleton, Henry Morgue.
Well, this gift is for the whole family. We're all chipping in, you know, cooperative.
Oh, excellent. I'm all for cooperation. In fact, I belong to the UEPGTGTOFPC.
The UEBGTGTOFPC?
Yes, the undertakers, embalmers, and pallbearers get together and give the other fellow a push club. Whenever one of our colleagues gets in too deep, we all jump in and help him out.
Yeah, cooperative gift is a good idea, all right. The only trouble is my wife and kids won't cooperate. They want a piano.
Then why are you getting a television set?
Because I want one.
Oh, but Riley, your dear family.
Well, I don't care. I'm getting a television set. My head's made up.
Very well. Have it your way. I see that I can't budge you. And when I can't budge a man, I leave him flat. Well, cheerio. I'd better be shoveling off.
Now, please, Babs, let's not talk about it anymore.
But it isn't fair, Mother. After all, some of the money's ours.
Forget it, Babs. This is one time Pop's going to have his own way.
Hank!
Now, please, children, no arguments.
Well, I got it.
All right, dear.
I got what I wanted for Christmas.
All right, dear.
What kind'd you get, Pop?
First, I want to get one thing straight. We're going to vote on who is the head of this house. Babs.
You are, Daddy.
Junior?
You, Pop.
Peg?
You, dear, of course.
And I vote for me, too. For once, it's unanimous. So what I say goes. And this gift that I bought is my decision. Is that clear?
Yes, dear.
Okay. Here, Dumplin'.
Well, what's this, Riley?
A gift certificate for $133. Buy whatever you want, and Merry Christmas.
What a revolting development this is.
The Rileys will be back in just a moment. Everyone's talking about Prel, Procter & Gamble's Radiant Cream Shampoo in the handy tube. This is A.B. Falcon of Greenfield, Massachusetts, says...
I wish I could tell everyone how marvelous Prel is. It cleans my hair so thoroughly, leaves it shining with radiance. And it's economical, too. Believe me, I'm a Prel fan for life.
Friends, one trial and you'll agree. Prel's a favorite for two reasons. One, Prel removes dandruff quickly. Two, Prel leaves hair radiantly lovely. Ask for...
P-R-E-L-L, Prel Shampoo. Leaves hair radiant, gleaming bright. Not a bit of dandruff is in sight. Comes in a tube, handy too. P-R-E-L-L, Prel Shampoo.
Riley, I still say you was a sucker.
Giving the family a gift certificate.
I know, but, well, I couldn't help it, Gillis.
You know what they'll buy with it, a piano.
I know, but I want them to be happy. We could... Oh, we're home. You want to come in for a minute?
Okay. I still think you made a mistake. What you should have done...
Listen. They delivered it already. They got the piano.
I'm ashamed of you. You're a disgrace to the male race.
I'll cut it out, Gillis. I done what I done, and I'm glad I done it.
Well, I wouldn't take this from him. Go in there and tell him off.
In front of me.
No. I'm going to make out like I'm glad they got the piano. After all, it's Christmas. Huh? So you got it?
Yes, dear. You like it?
Like it? I love it. Tell you the truth, I'd much rather have that piano than a silly television set. Only, that's the funniest piano I ever saw. All them knobs and that glass screen and the... Peg! That's a television. The piano music came from the... You got me a television set. Oh, I don't deserve it.
Procter & Gamble invites you to join us again next week to hear The Life of Riley with William Bendix as Riley. The script is by Reuben Shipp, Alan Lipscott, and Henry Posner. Mrs. Riley is Paula Winslow. Digger O'Dell is John Brown. Babs is Barbara Eiler, and Junior is Tommy Cook. The Life of Riley is produced and directed by Irving Brecker.
Gibson girlie.
Along on a tandem she'd go. Her blouses she kept white and pearly, with wonderful ivory snow.
Ah, wonderful ivory snow. Just the beauty bath to keep your lovely blouses, lingerie, and nylons new looking longer. And your hands will tell you why ivory snow keeps nice things lovely longer. Prove it. This week, wash dishes with ivory snow. When you see how it pampers your hands, you'll know it's extra kind to your fine fabrics. There's no other soap like it. Ivory snow is the only soap, both ivory mild and granulated for efficiency. Make suds instantly and lukewarm, even in cool water. Ivory snow's so kind to your hands, you just know it's kind to sheer nylons and lovely blouses, sweaters, and lingerie.
Oh, wonderful ivory snow.
S-N-O-W. This is Ken Niles reminding you that for radiantly clean, lovely hair, get the shampoo in the tube. P-R-E-L-L. Prell Shampoo. Listen again next week when Prell brings you The Life of Riley. Happy New Year and good night.
Well, gang, thanks for tuning in. We hope you enjoyed our vintage entertainment. We wish you all the best in the new year. Thanks for listening. It's TubeTalk1 at gmail.com. If you'd like to reach us, we'll see you then.